SRN News, I'm John Scott. A troubling debate performance by President Biden has forced lawmakers to grapple with a crisis that could upend the election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
At this point, the White House and campaign have said Joe Biden has no intention of dropping out of the race against Donald Trump. But Democrats are asking urgent questions about his age and capacity to be president. With each passing day, more and more Biden allies in the Democratic Party are openly questioning whether he should be on the ticket, and if not, then who? Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Jack Bevan says Beryl is headed to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, backing 145-mile-per-hour winds right now.
The hurricane is moving in a west-northwesterly direction at about 20 miles per hour. We expect on that track it will pass near Jamaica sometime later today and sometime later tonight near the Cayman Islands. And after that, it will turn probably a little more westward and head for the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, where it will get to sometime on Friday.
This storm has killed at least six people. Firefighters battling a growing wildfire in Northern California. It's forced at least 13,000 people to evacuate. With another day of extreme heat expected, the Thompson Fire has grown to nearly 5 square miles. There was no word of any injuries. It broke out Tuesday about 70 miles north of Sacramento, in and around Oroville. On the battlefront, authorities say a Russian missile and drone attack on the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro has killed 5 civilians and injured 47 others. The blast and debris affected a shopping mall, school, and hospitals. Dnipro is Ukraine's fourth largest city. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapped up Gay Pride Month with a bang.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan has sentenced a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims was hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defense lawyer says he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account, adding that the sentence will be appealed. This follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in eastern Punjab province last year. This is SRN News. Some people don't want the scene of a mass shooting demolished.
Plans to tear down a small Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than 24 worshipers have been held up as there's a push to stop that demolition. Leaders of First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs have not publicly announced the timeline. On Tuesday, a Texas judge approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families to delay demolition, but an attorney for the families say they're concerned the demolition could still proceed since the church had still not been served the order. Authorities say 26 people died in what remains the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. Keith Peters reporting.
An Arkansas grocery store where 4 people were killed in a mass shooting has reopened, and community leaders are calling it an important step in the community's healing process. The Mad Butcher grocery reopened after the mass shooting in Fortis, Arkansas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.